The Stikine subsistence fishery began 8 years ago, when fewer than 250 fish were caught. Last year, the harvest rose to the highest level ever, just under 1,700. Advisory Council Coordinator Robert Larson says more than tripling the old harvest level makes sense.
The stocks in the Stikine River are generally healthy. We're looking at an average return of 185,000 fish, 184,000. And our harvest, you know, if we caught 2,000 fish, it would, you know, a little more than 1% of that.
Larson says individual catch limits would remain at 40 sockeye per year, and he thinks the permit numbers have peaked, which means the total will not exceed 2,000 fish. But Councilmember Harvey Kitka of Sitka wondered if more growth should be expected.
I'd like to know whether there is any more families that will get involved in this fishery. And if so, then the numbers will change. And just how much they'll change, we have no idea.
Larson says the overall subsistence harvest could grow as more people fish the river, but not by very much. The Stikine flows from British Columbia to the Inside Passage between Wrangell and Petersburg. The Council's recommendation now goes to the Federal Subsistence Board, which oversees customary and traditional harvests in the state. If it's approved, it still must make it through the Pacific Salmon Commission, which sets overall harvest levels for rivers crossing U.S.-Canada boundaries. Most Stikine sockeye swim into British Columbia. State Fish and Game Department Deputy Commissioner David Bedford represents Alaska on the Salmon Commission. He says the current fishery underwent a lot of scrutiny before it was approved.
It was something that we continued to pursue over about a two-year period to ultimately get that authorized. But again, I'm bearing in mind that what that shows is that Canada is paying some pretty close attention to this. And then I'd hearken back again to the notion that with the transboundary rivers, you're talking about domestic Canadian production.
He says changing the Stikine subsistence harvest would reopen the Pacific Salmon Treaty. Other more controversial issues could be raised and delay the process. The proposal does not affect Chinook and Coho subsistence fisheries on the Stikine. The Southeast Advisory Council debated whether to ask for a specific number of sockeye. Council member Frank Wright Jr. of Hoonah says a request without a limit would be harder to push through.
I really think that, you know, eventually there are going to be more harvesters because, you know, the sockeye, for some reason, is always, you know, the most sought after fish. Concern to me is if we didn't have any kind of number, it would be, what would we be going after?
The council ultimately voted to just ask to eliminate the current harvest level. Officials say the commission is most interested in the river's overall catch, not how it's divvied up. Still, a significantly higher subsistence catch could affect commercial fishermen operating in ocean waters. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from the Regional Advisory Council meeting in Sitka.